This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Another crazy show with the crazy guys from Montreal. Welcome back to Travel World. It's Will and Backus with Stephen Pickford and
UF's
Travel in Studio.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah. Well-known rapper LLUF.
In studio with us, yes. Steve, so it's been a great 2002. Happy New Year, everybody.
Oh, yes. Well,
thank you. Same to you.
Uh-huh, indeed. So we have a bit of a year in review of what year 2002 brought us. Quite frankly, it's been a great year from many perspectives in another few ways. It's a good thing that we're starting fresh again. I guess that's why it's a good celebration every year.
Celebration every year. We always review what went right, what went wrong, what we should do better, what we should keep on doing and improving upon. So,
well, I agree there.
Always, every year, we go through people we've dealt with, things we've done, and look back.
Well, it's so nice to hear. The show is put together with various correspondents. Essentially, Stephen and I do a lot of traveling, and what we enjoy about the show is meeting people along the way. This was also the year that we met and got in touch with the great folks over at WNTY 990, and this year promises to be even better.
Yes, we went down in the month of September and appeared on the morning show with Charlie Prophet at WNTY. It's always fun to visit the stations that carry Travel World.
Absolutely, and this year with CAB Radio, we plan to go quite far with this.
Yep, we're looking forward to a great year in 2003. 2002 brought a lot of great things to us, as I say, and we started off in January. Of course, the first thing that happened in January was something that is symptomatic and a problematic of the airline industry as a whole, is that for the most part, other than a few airlines that we deal with, like Air Canada, American, U.S. Airways, the vast majority of them really couldn't care less about their passengers. And it started off with an incident. You know, you wonder what happens sometimes if traffic delays you or you get to the airport late and you miss your flight. Now, you don't expect the airline agent to give you a lecture. You figure that they should actually try to help you get on your next flight. And that was not the case at Northwest Airlines at the beginning of the year. This agent, rather than trying to say, well, maybe we can get you on another flight, spent valuable 15, 20 minutes arguing as to why they couldn't do it. Instead of saying, let me get a supervisor, let's see whether we can make a double connection. Then they say, well, tomorrow we have the same flight. But there were other flights in the interim when they could have just pulled up their screen a double connection, Montreal, Detroit, Houston, whatever, make a double connection. They didn't know how to read their screen. So here's an agent who, first of all, lost valuable time. Secondly, when you complain to the airline, what do you expect them to do? You expect them to look into the matter and say, yes or no, here's what we're going to do. Well, Northwest, over the telephone, they heard the situation, their public relations department, and didn't just make a jump off the, just a rash decision and say something on the phone. 3 days later, they put it in writing in an email that they were going to look after the situation and refund the extra charges that were incurred to take another carrier. Now, if it's a rash decision, that's bad enough, somebody saying something that they shouldn't have on the telephone. But to sit on something for 72 hours when you can rationalize and investigate and look into it and then put it in writing, that is something else. Then, 2 weeks later, they say, oh, well, we shouldn't have said that, and well, we've investigated more, and we, that doesn't cut it. You put it in writing, you're a man of honor, you do it. And when you're only talking $500, which is probably less than what their CEO spends for lunch each day, that is pretty sad.
Well, but for some of us, $500 is a lot of money.
Yes, and here the airline's fighting over $500. In the interim, people know that I'm a corporate travel management consultant. I have refused to recommend any passenger on Northwest. If this is how they're going to treat the passengers, So for the sake of $500, they've lost well over $100,000 worth of referral business that I've given to other carriers. And I say, hey, that's how you treat your customers. I'm not going to recommend my customers to be with you.
It's an interesting lesson in general business, of course. You got to take care of people first.
Yeah, it's a people business. And particularly, fine, somebody made an error. You say, hey, we won't do it again. We'll send an internal memo. We'll train our employees. But you honor your commitment. You don't start passing the buck and saying, tough luck. You don't say, huh, take it to court. Well, I tell you what happens if you take it to court. If you don't show up in court, they could very well lose the court case because they just didn't show up. And then what happens? They get a judgment against them. I mean, this is not thinking long term. And I look at that and I say, tough luck. And you look at their one. I had to laugh at the paradox of this because there's a magazine here that came up with an advertisement from Continental. Continental Airlines has had its ups and downs over the years, being declared bankrupt twice, but they've got a good reputation now. They've turned around. They're one of the few carriers still serving a snack on flights, and they've got a new fleet. They advertise, proud to fly the newest jet fleet of any major U.S. airline. Flying the newest jet fleet makes all the difference in the world to your travelers. So why then do you sign a codeshare agreement with Northwest that has the oldest fleet in America? I mean, people looking at that, they're flying on a Continental codeshare flight, and they figure, hey, they're going to get on a new plane. No, you're going to be on a Northwest plane. Many of the planes in Northwest fleet are older than the DC-9 that Air Canada just donated to the Museum of Aviation Science and Technology in Ottawa. So if you're looking for an adventure, take Northwest. You might get there, you might not.
Well, more on these and other stories coming up following our break. Right here on WNTY AM 990 and the CAB Radio Network. Stay tuned. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
On three continents succeed, expand, and profit. He has guided the world's largest corporations and the smallest of small businesses. He understands the secrets of successful advertising, and he can share them with you. His name is Matt Hacken, international speaker and media expert, and he's coming to Southington the week of January 13th. Why do some companies fail and some consistently succeed? Are there things you could be doing that you're missing? WNTY AM 990 invites you to a seminar that will not only help you understand the complexities of self-promotion, but open your mind to new and innovative ways of marketing your business. And oh yeah, it's free. As a part of WNTY's new Better Business Initiative, the President's Club, a series of seminars are taking place January 13th through 17th, all free of charge. Different times are available. Call and book yours today at 1-860-621-1754. That's 1-860-621-1754. Get ready to succeed, expand, and profit.
Here's a message just for women, and maybe you can relate. I was a victim of hot flashes. They hit me all the time. I had night sweats, too, and no energy whatsoever. I also had no sex drive, which caused more problems than I have time to explain. And I had put on a few pounds. I couldn't lose them. It was frustrating, but now it's not. That's because I discovered Ultramaca, the miracle Peruvian herb. I began taking Ultramaca, and within 10 days, I felt like a new person. The hot flashes and night sweats went away. I lost weight, and my energy came back. My energy for everything. Problem solved. I recommend you call this number and order Ultramaca, which, by the way, comes with a money-back guarantee. 866-853-1787. We're expected to be superwomen, and it's draining. Well, imagine having the energy to do everything you want. You can have it with Ultra Maca. Call today, 866-863-1787. 866-853-1787.
Attention, investors. Are you reeling from the stock market roller coaster? Are you looking for above average returns, and are you willing to take a risk in order to achieve them? Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Barclay is a futures and options specialty firm, and we'd like to help you solve the mystery of futures and options investing. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, and specifically heating oil. Energy prices have been on the move. Energy demand has been on the rise. The dollar has been dropping worldwide, and America is at war with terrorism. Could heating oil prices be poised to move higher? We think so. Learn how to position yourself in this exciting market right now. Discover your investment options for the future. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free special market report on heating oil. And as a bonus, we'll send you your choice of a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 800-990-9911. That's 800-990-9911. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
UN. Over 350,000 Americans, citizens ready for the call. Heroes, you are the Army National Guard.
Make a difference.
You're trained as a soldier for America. Everything you do touches lives because you are part of an elite team.
Serve part-time.
Most Guard members serve 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks a year. You can go to college full-time or have a full-time job. You've got things to do, people to see, places to go. This is the best part-time experience a person could ever want.
Get the benefit.
It's a regular paycheck. It's the place where job skills are learned. It's the perfect way to pay for college. But most important, the Army National Guard is where
you become your best.
A leader, a team player, a success. Join us. We're on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD. In the Army National Guard,
you can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
Yes, alas, our vacations are over, and we're back home.
All too soon, like all great times.
Yes.
Our voyages of discovery in the year 2002 came to an end, but that only means that we have more voyages of discovery to take in 2003. Stephen Pickford with Willem Backus, Yoav Saralbo here on Travel World. Sounds like a great series of seminars coming to Southington with the WNTY President's Club. Maybe Richard Anderson and Bill Mellon at Northwest can fly in and learn how to run a company.
Yeah.
Yoav, you've got some statistics and some information to share with us how the airline business did in the last year.
Sure. This information was tabulated from the Department of Transportation. Every month they come up with the consumer report. They look at different stats. For our purposes, we're going to look at the complaints, lateness, lost baggages, and cancellations.
Go for it.
Okay. We'll start off with lost baggages. I don't know about you guys, but you know when you're there waiting for your bags and you sometimes it takes longer than 15 minutes. I start worrying. I start thinking that my bags are somewhere in Australia or something.
They might have come down the chute very last minute.
Yeah, but they end up coming. They end up coming.
Well, no.
And phew.
Sometimes they just don't make the connection to Minneapolis, like when we were coming back from Des Moines,
and nobody
bothered to tell us at Northwest, even though they knew the bags were there, so we could wait an hour until somebody said, oh, well, we know where they are. Why didn't you tell us? Yeah. Okay.
Well, we're going to look at the peak travel months, December, November, July, and August. So last year in December, Northwest was amongst the worst in lost baggages. Out of the top 11 airlines, they were third. Now, we're going to look at Northwest, United, American, and Continental because, Stephen?
Well, they're basically considered the top four along with Delta Airlines, and these are the companies that would probably represent a good 80-85% of the passenger traffic in the United States.
Okay, now, out of all the airlines that fly out of Montreal, we have Northwest, United.
United co-chairs with Air Canada, so passengers taking United would connect over Chicago or Washington with them. You've got Delta, American, Continental.
Okay, so Northwest Airlines was, out of all the airlines flying out of Montreal, was the worst. But one good note for them, they improved tremendously from the year prior. So they might be doing something good, but yet still they are the worst airline flying out of Montreal for lost baggages. This was in December. In November, a little better. Actually, much better. They're in the middle of the pack. And they improved from the November of the previous year.
So you see a trend of general improvement, but still sort of middle of the pack.
Yes. July, the month that we all like to go on vacation, the month that we want to relax.
Busy travel time.
Get away from work. We have family. We have the kids with us. Well, there's a lot of screaming kids. Where does Northwest rate?
At the bottom of the pack.
Bottom of the pack again.
Oh, so be screaming parents too.
Yeah. Now, here's the interesting thing. They might have improved in December and November, but they got worse from the July of 2001 compared to the July of 2002 by a whole percentage point.
Okay.
So that's a lot of that is a lot of bags that were ended up
like a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
It's like a crapshoot.
Exactly. In the month of August, the month where all the students go back to school. That's a very hectic month for the parents, the kids. Well, Northwest did the same thing. They are second to last. And they didn't even improve from the year prior. They went down again. So for lost baggages, it seems that Northwest is possibly the worst. One of the best for handling missed baggages is Continental. They're always one of the top best airlines. You're almost guaranteed that your bags will not end up in Bora Bora.
Or in BFE. That's only when you go on Lufthansa.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I know if you fly Air Canada, your bags will never end up in Bora Bora because they don't fly there.
Sometimes that doesn't actually mean anything because it has been found that bags have ended up in places where carriers have no regular online service because of all these alliances. They're handled by other companies. So when you're flying Air Canada, good chance you're handled by United in the United States. Mm-hmm. If you're flying on Continental out of Montreal, you're handled by Northwest. So Continental might have the best record for everything, but they're entrusting it to the company with the worst record. So there's no consistency. Airline alliances and all this code sharing is just pulling the wool over the eyes of the consumer in a lot of times because you don't know exactly who is operating your aircraft or who is behind the scenes servicing it.
Huh. Okay, for cancellations.
Mm-hmm.
What are the criteria for cancellations? There's a problem, the airline cancels the flight.
Generally a mechanical reason, because you don't have to necessarily report if it is a weather-related problem. There are exemptions with the DOT and with the Ministry of Transport in Canada.
Okay. So we're going to look at the month of December, and Northwest had the most amount of cancellations. Only above them was Alaska, U.S., and American Eagle. But the best airlines with the least amount of cancellations was Continental.
Again,
in the month of December.
You're looking at the newest fleet, probably more reliability, versus the oldest fleet and less reliability.
Yeah, this is in the top 32 airports in the United States we're looking at. In the month of November, Northwest in the middle of the pack. It seems that the month of November, Northwest ends up being in the middle of the pack, but the month of December, they are...
Remember, it was December a couple of years ago when you couldn't turn on the television set without seeing those pictures of passengers at Detroit Airport who were stranded on their aircraft for 8-9 hours with overflowing toilets, no food on board, and there was no provision. They didn't have enough gates, so they had no provision to offload passengers, even bring them in by bus to the terminal. They were literally stranded. That created one of the big uproars that led Congress to pass regulations, sort of almost a self-policing regulations, passenger bill of rights. There was such an uproar over what happened a couple of years ago.
In the month of July, the travel month, the month of all our vacations, out of the 32 airports that Northwest flies, worst again. They are really up there. Only the most amount of cancellations we had Alaska and American Eagle, but Continental, again, least amount of cancellations. It's almost like you're guaranteed a good flight with Continental, but with Northwest, if you're going to fly during the peak periods, you're going to have a hard time.
Roll the dice kind of thing.
Yeah, for the month of August, same exact problem, almost the same exact numbers. Just doesn't stop with the cancellations. Continental again, Delta and Continental, two very good airlines for cancellation and mishandled baggage.
Would you be looking at mainly mechanical reasons here? So they got aircraft that break all the time or what?
Yeah.
It is the oldest fleet. One of the aspects is the 165 DC-9s and an average fleet of over 20 years old. So the older the aircraft, there are
more problems
with them. Flight 1101 on the 25th of February last year, supposed to leave Montreal at 9:15 in the morning, didn't leave till 5 p.m. So
why?
Well, waiting for parts to arrive.
I've had that waiting problem. Waiting for
parts. You had that. It was a 6-hour delay on Northwest.
6 hours. I was in Minneapolis, the Northwest head office, they'd
have parts stockpiled at head office, and they were waiting for a part. When we flew to Honolulu in 1998, we had an hour delay in Los Angeles while they did a repair, and Willem on another flight had to be diverted and missed his connection in Honolulu and had to be put up at a hotel. So
yeah,
a number of experiences like that. We're going to be talking to Yoav Sorrell about more next week with his other statistics. We've done two out of the four categories this week, two out of the four categories next week, and then we're going to continue after the break with some of the things Willem and I did on a more positive note that we'll remember 2002 in a better light for. And coming up in 2003, some big trips. I'll be off later this month with Vic Phillips and Cynthia Fodor to Phoenix and Scottsdale, sort of an annual tradition in that regard, the Legacy Golf Resort and the Four Seasons Resort Scottsdale North. Then hoping they can get their act together and get us off to Hong Kong in March. The Hong Kong Tourist Board looking to have us do a show live at 11 p.m. Hong Kong time, 10 a.m. local time, in Hartford, Southington.
Stay tuned following the break.
Across America via satellite.
Thundering the Banshee.
What the hell is a banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic zone. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car. And sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
On three continents, succeed, expand, and profit. He has guided the world's largest corporations and the smallest of small businesses. He understands the secrets of successful advertising, and he can share them with you. His name is Matt Hacken, international speaker and media expert, and he's coming to Southington the week of January 13th. Why do some companies fail and some consistently succeed? Are there things you could be doing that you're missing? WMTY AM 990 invites you to a seminar that will not only help you understand the complexities of self-promotion, but open your mind to new and innovative ways of marketing your business. And oh yeah, it's free. As a part of WNTY's new Better Business Initiative, the President's Club, a series of seminars are taking place January 13th through 17th, all free of charge. Different times are available. Call and book yours today at 1-860-621-1754. That's 1-860-621-1754. Get ready to succeed, expand, and profit.
Here's a message just for women, and maybe you can relate. I was a victim of hot flashes. They hit me all the time. I had night sweats, too, and no energy whatsoever. I also had no sex drive, which caused more problems than I have time to explain. And I had put on a few pounds. I couldn't lose them. It was frustrating, but now it's not. That's because I discovered Ultramaca, the miracle Peruvian herb. I began taking Ultramaca, and within 10 days, I felt like a new person. The hot flashes and night sweats went away. I lost weight, and my energy came back. My energy for everything. Problem solved. I recommend you call this number and order Ultramaca, which, by the way, comes with a money-back guarantee. 866-853-1787. We're expected to be superwomen, and it's draining. Well, imagine having the energy to do everything you want. You can have it with Ultramaca. Call today, 866-863-1787. 866-853-1787.
Attention, investors. Are you reeling from the stock market roller coaster? Are you looking for above average returns, and are you willing to take a risk in order to achieve them? Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Barclay is a futures and options specialty firm, and we'd like to help you solve the mystery of futures and options investing. Right now, we're making a major recommendation into energy markets, and specifically heating oil. Energy prices have been on the move. Energy demand has been on the rise. The dollar has been dropping worldwide, and America is at war with terrorism. Could heating oil prices be poised to move higher? We think so. Learn how to position yourself in this exciting market right now. Discover your investment options for the future. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free special market report on heating oil. And as a bonus, we'll send you your choice of a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 800-990-9911. That's 800-990-9911. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
UN. Over 350,000 Americans, citizens ready for the call. Heroes, you are the Army National Guard.
Make a difference.
You're trained as a soldier for America. Everything you do touches lives because you are part of an elite team.
Serve part-time.
Most Guard members serve 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks a year. You can go to college full-time or have a full-time job. You've got things to do, people to see, places to go. This is the best part-time experience a person could ever want.
Get the benefit.
It's a regular paycheck. It's the place where job skills are learned. It's the perfect way to pay for college. But most important, the Army National Guard is where
you become your best.
A leader, a team player, a success. Join us. We're on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD. In the Army National Guard,
you can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
Feel the heat. That was a theme song to one of my favorite shows, Acapulco Heat. It was kind of like Baywatch meets Knight Rider or Mission Impossible or something. But it's something to play on a very cold and freezing raining day up here in the north. Of course, it's kind of nice and warm down in Tennessee, which is where I went.
Yes, you were down just last month. That was one of your highlights of this past year. Enjoying visiting Nashville and Chattanooga. You thought Memphis was a bit of a disappointment, though.
Well, a disappointment. Not. I can't really say that. Memphis was still great, but it wasn't as... I thought I would enjoy Memphis more than I would enjoy Nashville. What is... Because I really don't have anything negative to say about the state of Tennessee at all. This is just to say that Nashville was so much better and nicer than I ever imagined it would be. Now, you know, people who know me well know of my love of music. And some people will also know that, you know, I'm not really too fond of country music and all. Although, when you went to Nashville, first of all, they have better classic rock stations than they do in Memphis, believe it or not. But I was actually quite impressed by the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. And in fact, Leonard Skinner and the Allman Brothers Band are in the Country Music Hall of Fame. They present the music very well. They've got some extremely interesting stuff. We stayed at the Gaylord Opryland Hotel, which is just a fantastic resort. You're inside this enormous place with pavilions with all kinds of plants and trees. And
it's like walking through a greenhouse.
Exactly. It's what it is. But there's all kinds of gardens and catwalks, and it's... You got to see it to believe it, but I'll describe it more detail in an upcoming show. It's just that the Gaylord Opryland Center, it's located just east of the downtown Nashville core, right next to the Grand Ole Opry House. The Grand Ole Opry, I found out, is not a place but a radio show, which is why they call it Members of the Opry. And what's very interesting right now, if you get to Nashville soon, is for the next couple of weeks, while they're having other shows at the Grand Ole Opry House, the Grand Ole Opry show has moved back to the Ryman Auditorium.
The original Opry.
Well, the original was even before that. This is actually where it became big. Through from the 1940s through 1974, it was held at the Ryman Auditorium, which is the place we normally think of when we think of the Grand Ole Opry. You know, that red brick building, which kind of looks
Right downtown near the convention center. Yeah.
Nashville was clean. It was fun. It was entertaining, and I can't get enough of being there. They've got a replica of the Parthenon there with the gilded statue of the goddess Athena in there. And we literally could not get to everything we wanted to do. We're looking at ourselves, scratching our heads going, man, we need another week of things to do. So I would gladly go back to Nashville, gladly.
And another city that caught your interest was Chattanooga. And who would think going to Chattanooga would be so much fun?
You know, you heard the song, Pardon Me, Boy, is that the Chattanooga Choo Choo? And it's one of the songs you figure is rather quaint. But you know what? It was a real train line. And that is a song much akin to our own Via Rail commercial, which is about the Transcontinental. This is the same thing. You know, you start at Penn Station, read a magazine, then you're in Baltimore. You know, dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina. And this is exactly the route. Then you end up in Chattanooga. And the actual locomotive, which was the star locomotive on the Chattanooga Choo Choo, is right there at the Holiday Inn Chattanooga Choo Choo Hotel.
They've converted the old train station to a Holiday Inn property, and some of the rooms are actually in old converted sleeping cars.
It was fantastic. They have an indoor swimming pool, too. The train station is something to behold. It was remarkable. What you see in the website and pictures is nothing compared to what it really is. You've got train cars everywhere. You can eat in a diner where you can have a sit-down restaurant meal, including Cantaloupe.
Oh, yes. In honor of Andrews Vieri. Would be very happy, yes.
We had pizza in one of their dining cars as well. They have a model railroad exhibit. It's a railroader's dream. But even more than that, Chattanooga itself is a very clean city. And very forward-looking. I was amazed at all the high technology that is actually going on in Tennessee. They have something called the Electric Vehicle Information Center, which I went to. It's just across the street from the Chattanooga Choo Choo Hotel. And what that is, and other cities can learn from this, pay attention. They have a parking garage, multi-level. I think it's 8 stories. Park your car for free, and then you grab an electric shuttle bus. Zero emissions, powered by electricity, and it takes you to all the major attractions downtown, and it's free to tourists. Now that is a way to make your city car friendly and people friendly all at the same time.
Yeah, good solution to keep the traffic out of the downtown core and make it easy to get around to all of the major attractions without having to worry about parking everywhere. And it encourages people to spend more time and more dollars in the downtown core, not having to go from point to point. 2003 saw us meet up or talk to a number of people. We got back in touch with Dave 50,000 Watts in February. Talking about the Greenleaf Echo Rating Program, talking about ecology and hotels, how they're putting together programs to be more ecologically sensitive. Then in March, we talked to Jim Lovell.
Astronaut Jim Lovell, yes.
And that was about Flight Plan for America, getting people back to flying, but also talking to him about an investment he made with his son in a restaurant, Lovell's of Lake Forest, Illinois.
A little bit more on this Flight Plan for America. It's rather encouraging and heartwarming to see just how many people have put their heart and souls into helping America fly again. There was a great deal of paranoia, and actually there still is going on, but people, well, I'm not going to fly, there's a war going on, there's this, there's that, there's the other thing, and in all honesty, that's killing what we consider here at Travel World to be one of the more important businesses and important sectors of the economy to be coming up and for the future, and that is travel and tourism. And one thing that I've seen. Now, I've traveled around the world with you, and I've seen things. The more I see the different parts of the United States, the more I want to see of the United States. There's areas that continually surprise me. In 2001, I went with Yoav to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Absolutely loved it there. The more I go to Tennessee, I went to Alabama and Mississippi, too. And, you know, you got to forget about stereotypes, because these places were so nice, so welcoming, so friendly. And we're getting that impression from just about every area of the United States that we visit.
Yeah, it's to get off the beaten path or visit cities you've always heard of but not necessarily had the chance to have just connected through them on a train or a plane, but to spend a couple of days to experience them. And that should be everyone's resolution in 2003, is to visit a different city or a different state that they haven't already explored.
Oh, yes, yes. Participate in tourism, because that is the future. Not only do you learn about the extremely interesting past of the United States, but you also get to participate in creating something new and strengthening the economy while you're at it, creating jobs.
Some other things we did in 2003, well, you saw Lorraine DeMarie on stage at Place des Arts, part of the Montreal Jazz Festival. We did a show 3 weeks in French on a Montreal radio station. Travel World took to the airwaves in French. My mother listened to it and thought, actually, we did quite well. She thought we would hum and haw and talk with a big accent, but she said, no, we got through it quite well.
You and I do speak French very well. We were born and raised here in the city. And while we joke and laugh about it, we are actually quite proficient.
And we visited Lac Toro. It's going to become even more of a tradition now that they have the Auberge de Lac Toro and the all-inclusive property with the meals included right there, with a large beach. You think you're in a resort in the Caribbean, and the water's warm, you know, sandy beach. Oh, loved it there.
If it weren't for the lack of palm trees there, you'd have thought you were somewhere like Jamaica. The water was so warm. And another thing that's better than even Jamaica, the water is so fresh you can actually drink that water.
Oh, just clear. And we took a boat tour on the lake, and what a relaxing weekend. Auberge de Lac Toro, the Lanaudière region northeast of Montreal, one of the places we discovered in 2002, more of it in 2003. With Travel World, I'm Stephen Pickford. We'll be right back
following this break. So keep on
rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic zone. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car. And sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rail Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Businesses on three continents succeed, expand, and profit. He has guided the world's largest corporations and the smallest of small businesses. He understands the secrets of successful advertising, and he can share them with you. His name is Matt Hackett, international speaker and media expert, and he's coming to Southington the week of January 13th. Why do some companies fail and some consistently succeed? Are there things you could be doing that you're missing? WMTY AM 990 invites you to a seminar that will not only help you understand the complexities of self-promotion, but open your mind to new and innovative ways of marketing your business. And oh yeah, it's free. As a part of WNTY's new Better Business Initiative, the President's Club, a series of seminars are taking place January 13th through 17th, all free of charge. Different times are available. Call and book yours today at 1-860-621-1754. That's 1-860-621-1754. Get ready to succeed, expand, and profit.
Here's a message just for women, and maybe you can relate. I was a victim of hot flashes. They hit me all the time. I had night sweats, too, and no energy whatsoever. I also had no sex drive, which caused more problems than I have time to explain. And I had put on a few pounds. I couldn't lose them. It was frustrating, but now it's not. That's because I discovered Ultramaca, the miracle Peruvian herb. I began taking Ultramaca, and within 10 days, I felt like a new person. The hot flashes and night sweats went away. I lost weight, and my energy came back. My energy for everything. Problem solved. I recommend you call this number and order Ultramaca, which, by the way, comes with a money-back guarantee. 866-853-1787. We're expected to be superwomen, and it's draining. Well, imagine having the energy to do everything you want. You can have it with Ultramaca. Call today, 866-863-1787. 866-853-1787.
Attention investors, are you reeling from the stock market roller coaster? Are you looking for above average returns, and are you willing to take a risk in order to achieve them? Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Barclay is a futures and options specialty firm, and we'd like to help you solve the mystery of futures and options investing. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, and specifically heating oil. Energy prices have been on the move. Energy demand has been on the rise. The dollar has been dropping worldwide, and America is at war with terrorism. Could heating oil prices be poised to move higher? We think so. Learn how to position yourself in this exciting market right now. Discover your investment options for the future. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free special market report on heating oil. And as a bonus, we'll send you your choice of a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 800-990-9911. That's 800-990-9911. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
You
and over 350,000 Americans, citizens ready for the call. Heroes, you are the Army National Guard.
Make a difference.
You're trained as a soldier for America. Everything you do touches lives because you are part of an elite team.
Serve part-time.
Most Guard members serve 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks a year. You can go to college full-time or have a full-time job. You've got things to do, people to see, places to go. This is the best part-time experience a person could ever want.
Get the benefit.
It's a regular paycheck. It's the place where job skills are learned. It's the perfect way to pay for college. But most important, the Army National Guard is where
you become your best.
A leader, a team player, a success. Join us. We're on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD. In the Army National Guard,
you can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
Speaking of Off the Deep End, it wouldn't be Travel World without Working for the Weekend. That's Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford.
Part of the tradition that it comes up after the 45 break, right? But we were just saying before we took the break that there are places that you might have an impression of, or you always passed them by and never turned off the highway to look at. And one of those places was in June, Kingston and the Thousand Islands. How many times did I pass through Kingston on the train or on the highway and never really took a chance to take a look? And very interesting, with a number of museums. And took the...
What was the touring company called, Steve?
Oh, yes, the Kingston Beaver. They've gone out of business since being profiled on this show.
Kingston Beaver.
Well, yes, the Kingston Beaver, the amphibious boat ride. You took a city tour on land, and then it would go into the water, and you take
a harbor
tour.
Naturally, Stephen thought of me when he read that.
Yes. And but, of course, since one of the vehicles, another company, no relation to it, sank in the Ottawa River a couple of months later, and a couple of people died, that seriously put a crimp in their business plans, and nobody was taking an amphibious bus boat tour since, and they closed down. But took a couple of tours there that actually were an inspiration for a later trip, the Haunted Walk and the Correction Collections Canada Museum.
Yes.
And where you can see a great display on handcuffs, leg irons, cells, and information.
I remember that trip.
So we went to Bellows Falls and
an exorcism with Pop Rocks.
Yeah, stayed at the Whippoorwill Retro Cabins on Highway 5, just straight out of around 1942. And it steps back in time. If you always wanted to stay in cabins that typify the start of intercity transportation, and people always stayed in cabins, and you saw pictures of them. Well, these are identical to what your parents and grandparents would have stayed in, and it's well worth the time.
Actually, they were really nice.
Very quiet and very clean, mm-hmm. and very restful. But, of course, we did perform an exorcism because we told somebody, a member of the Travel Media Association of Canada, that they were haunted and that there was a ghost. And
so we had to, I had to be the ghost, yeah.
Oh, yes. Throw a ball on the roof or knock the walls of the
flashing
cabin.
Lights.
Oh,
and
yes.
Strange sounds.
The ghost did arrive. Yes. Yeah.
Banging. That wall is going to fall down. You keep
hitting it. Fist right through the wall, you know. But no. And of course, you had to wear the leg irons to scare off the ghost. So if you ever go to Bellows Falls, the Whippoorwill Cabins.
Yeah. Bellows Falls and the Whippoorwill. But this year also, last year, saw a rather interesting story. In fact, a story that many of us don't know all the details of, but it saw Yoav
go off to Korea.
Take a break. He went to Korea.
Yes, he went off.
South Korea, yes.
South Korea, and he was there during World Cup time. And you sent us your weekly newsletter, sometimes practically daily newsletters, which I would read, and I would say, what did this guy get himself into? Getting chased by a wild boar? I mean, I know lots of boars here in Canada, but they didn't chase me.
Yeah, one day I decided to go visit this Buddhist monastery I heard that was on top of this mountain. So I said, okay, I'm gonna go take a look at it. Walking through the forest, I get to a creek. I said, wow, this is a beautiful photo op. I'm gonna take a picture of this creek. Very nice creek. All of a sudden, I see the ruffles in the distance. I'm like, what's that over there? And this huge pig with fangs comes out of it.
You didn't say you've been in Lapeer, Michigan.
That would be cow.
It was about maybe 20, 30 feet away from me. So I look at it, and then I realize I'm looking at it in its eyes. Now, about a week prior, they told me that if you ever see a wild boar, never look at it. Never look into its eyes because it's a sign of aggression. Well,
so you did exactly that.
I didn't even realize I did do it until the time that I did do it, and by then it was too late. So all of a sudden, the boar is doing these weird sounds like shaking its head and doing the attack stance, and just starts bolting after me. So I'm like, oh, mother of God. I started running as fast as I could.
Maybe, Yoav, you were actually, it was a talking donkey who gave you those instructions, and he told you to look at it. That was a traditional mating ritual of the wild boar.
Yes, indeed. It was somebody who actually said, well, we'll teach old Round Eye what he's going to do here in Korea.
I ran faster than the Flash. I must have ran for an hour, but it was most likely 3-4 minutes. I finally got to the train station, ran up the stairs where the wild boar couldn't climb up, and just exhausted, and looked back at it and I'm thinking, this unkosher animal is about to eat this kosher person. I'm looking for rocks to throw at it. Like, you awful, awful animal.
Maybe people think
that's a good thing. Take an angry beast and make him more angry.
Oh, yes. Maybe people thought you were an animal when they saw you swimming around in that shopping center fountain.
Oh, God. Yeah, this was for the finals of the World Cup, where Brazil, of course, won again. And we had just finished drinking incredible amounts of libations at the Latte World Shopping Center. On our way out towards the subway, there was a fountain, mm-hmm. One of the many shopping mall fountains. You've seen it almost in every shopping mall, something pretty. Mm-hmm.
Pretty thing, yes.
Yeah, pretty thing.
Yes, with dolphins and coconuts.
Yeah. And I'm walking, all of a sudden I feel a tug, and then I'm off my feet and drenched in water. Like, what's going on? I turn around, I see my buddy, Chris. Like, what is wrong with you? He had fallen. He had tripped over the medium, I guess, And then it grabbed me, trying to not fall, grabbed me and brought me into the water with it. We were soaked from head to toe.
And of course, one of the memorable times of this year was when you returned to Montreal.
Sure.
The end of September, we held the Welcome Back Yoav party. Many of our correspondents from across the United States and Canada joined us in welcoming you back with the very famous saying that adorns many baked goods in Korea.
Like hotcakes, sweet happy days.
What exactly does that mean?
Nobody knows. We had a teacher there, a PhD in philosophy on top of that. He was puzzled by it. He was like, he couldn't figure it out.
Even people I've asked who are from Korea, or I've gotten into chats with them on the internet, they don't understand what it is. So maybe they just had a lottery and picked those names out of a hat. I don't know.
But thank you very much for the party. It was wild. It was great party. I was kind of disappointed there wasn't any live octopus or bugs. Some of the stuff I got used to
eating.
There
were lots of bugs there. We were in Willem's backyard.
Yes, yeah, it was called silkworms.
The silkworms. It's important.
Oh, okay.
To eat those silkworms.
Not mosquitoes. Okay, fried mosquito. Next year we'll have fried mosquito. Ah, yes. But next week we're going to talk to Jerry Wagschul and Alexa Topolsky, back from Colorado. I don't think she could do any skiing, but no, not in her present state. expecting a baby soon.
Oh, congratulations.
I wonder if it's Jerry's.
maybe it's Benjamin Bunny's. No, I told Jerry that Benjamin Bunny was giving him some lessons on the art of procreation. But we can ask Jerry about that next week. Of course, he's also been to Ottawa and in Montreal, so he'll talk a little bit about that. We'll continue with some of our memories of 2002, some of the places we've visited, and talk again to Yoav about the state of the airline industry. So kind of getting into it gradually. We're still trying to get out of holiday mode.
I don't want my holidays to end, but they have to.
They have to. Like all great times, we bid fond farewell to our newfound friends, as we always wrote in those letters. We just need a professional anchorman, your professional announcer speaking.
Well, join us again next week on the Travel World Radio Show.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Yoav Saralbo.
Join us again next week. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCOR Marketing Company. Join us each week. Get your morning naughty with Charlie Profit.
Sunnington, Bristol, Hartford is Connecticut's newest style of radio, 90.99.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
On three continents, succeed, expand, and profit. He has guided the world's